I mean, sure, you can look at it that way. I don't think that we're the only team that's doing it, you know, and I think when you look at the turnover ratio and how the wins are related to the turnovers, I think a lot of teams are taking a lot more notice of that, you know, and applying that to their defenses. But plus, got men that coached in this defense. We're not the only ones that coach in this defense. There's guys around the league that are coaching in this defense and preaching the same things now. But I do think that in the time that Lovie has been here, or he started preaching, you know, turnovers, it became, you know, started to become big news. Well, the 2006 season, we ended up playing in the Super Bowl. 2013 right now is, you know, we're 3-0. You know, we have a long way to go before we can even clinch playoffs. You know, Bridgie Bush is a talented running back, you know, and, you know, not only does he run the ball well, but he catches the ball well. He runs well in space. He knows how to make defenders miss, and he's a tough guy to also bring down. So, you know, he's good. He can create mismatches, you know, if you split him out and put him against some linebackers, you know. But he's someone that you need to be aware of and know where he is on the field. Some, yeah, because there are others that are good at locking down running backs. So I wanted to make sure I covered all the linebackers, not just the pluggers. I miss Izzy. I think all of us do. We all do. We miss him as not only a teammate but a friend. He's been here, you know, almost as long as me and Peanut. And, you know, we've created a great bond with each other. You know, I used to think that he – looked pretty bad in number 71, but now he looks really bad in 77. But they're getting good push up there. You know, they have one of the best defensive lines up in Detroit, and you know, I'm looking forward to seeing him. Hope he plays well. Not well enough to beat us, but I hope he plays well. The record of 3-0. That was just 3 wins. You know, 3 wins isn't going to get you into the playoffs. You know, so for us, we need to keep etching away. You know, this is a divisional opponent, and when you play somebody in your division, you can continue to separate yourself from everybody else. You know, get as big a jump ahead of anybody in your division as you possibly can. I don't think you need to do that. I think you need to play within yourself. You know, do the things that you need to do. Don't do more. Just do your job, and we'll be fine. You know, Nate Collins or Stephen Paya, whatever guy that you know, Shea McClellan, Julius Peppers, you know, we've got guys that are athletic enough and instinctive enough that, you know, when put in position, guys can make plays. They're all playmakers. Absolutely. You know, the best thing about it is that that he keeps getting better, you know, and he's understanding how teams are trying to attack him. He's finding out where his spaces are, you know, where he can take advantage of those spaces. So Steven, I think, he's definitely an elite company type player. You know, right now we're a 3-0 team. You know, we're a defense that's continually trying to get better. You know, we're offense that's trying to continue to get better. And special teams-wise, same thing. So right now we're in a good spot, and we got to get better. I think you know, you throw the ball as many times as he does. You know, you get comfortable, start to get more and more comfortable in your system and what you guys do. You know, he faces us a lot. So, and he probably knows where he wants to take advantage of us, you know, and try to take the things that we give him. So I think he's a smart player, smart guy, smart quarterback. So he knows what to do with the ball, and we have to be ready for him.